turn this off on my one. Can you just talk for a second? Does that make sense?
Yes, I can talk, and what's more, I can sing.
I hate that.
Hello and welcome to Free to a Good Home, a brand new episode of your favorite podcast, a podcast where we go through the hidden treasures behind everyday classifieds. My name is Michael Hing, and joining me as always is a man who I imagine is going to tell us all about his latest medical condition involving stabbing pains behind his eyes. It is Ben Jenkins. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Michael. No, it's not behind my eyes. It's just sort of all over my body.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get into it, but our guest this week has his very own medical condition he can tell us about.
Yeah, I think it fails in comparison to this.
Yes. Our guest this week is an award-winning stand-up comedian and mime artist. You'd know him from his Amazon comedy special, Very Very. From his appearances on Whose Line Is It Anyway? Open brackets, Australia, close brackets. Okay, very successful Twitch stream where he drives a truck. Yes, yes. What was that?
No one knows. No one knows me from that.
Well, maybe they do. Maybe they do, you know, Thomas.
Maybe there's a bunch of Rhys Darby fans who are tuning in.
Huge Darby heads.
Anyway, I was building up to this. It is Tom. I took 2 days off from school to suck my own dick.
Yes,
Walker.
It's the wonderful thing.
There it is. And Tom, you are joining us while you're COVID positive right now. You're in isolation.
I am.
And I thought we could start the show by comparing your COVID symptoms, Tom, with Ben's whatever weirdness symptoms he's got.
I don't really want to talk. I don't think this is good gear.
I mean, look, your physical pain is funny to everyone else, Ben.
So what we started this off with, Ing, is you immediately assuming Ben wants to talk about a medical condition.
Yeah.
You've kind of pimped him into something that is private, not only to him, but it's also illegal. It's so private, it's illegal for the people that tell him what to do about it to talk about it.
And I should say that's not because of the nature of the medical condition. That's just because how medical conditions work.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have some skin thing that's causing me a lot of pain right now.
But it's kicked off by what was it? Anyway, doesn't matter.
Continue, Michael. I also have a skin thing that's causing me a lot of pain. His name is Michael Hing.
Something has happened to you since you've become a big radio guy, Lord, where your instincts about what is content are so far off the chain. I don't know if it's because you don't have anybody on your life to keep you in check anymore.
No, I really don't. I really don't.
Because I remember when I was working with, and it's no big deal, guys, don't worry about it, Lindsay Lohan from Herbie the Love Bug, Herbie Fully Loaded. When she and I were colleagues, equals, when we would have the same pay slips. Yeah, you know,
Ben,
what I mean?
Ben, show were you working on? Because I think, was there not an NDA? I was signed about this show.
Anyway, I remember
you're working on Herbie the Love Bug.
Whenever I meet somebody outrageously famous, and I'm definitely not saying that's where you are, Michael, but whenever I meet someone outrageously famous, the thing that always strikes me about them is, oh, nobody's told you no for years. And that does things to the human mind. Nobody said, oh, that's not a good idea. Or, for example, to pull up at random, no, that's not where Greece is. Is something I witnessed not happen. But for you, I think nobody, it feels like, has said to you, except maybe your dear friends Ben and Tom now, that's not content, man.
Well, look, I'm happy to take on that a criticism and advice. I am also genuinely, as a friend, interested in your wacky medical. Well, I probably shouldn't say wacky. In your medical, condition.
Yeah, it's things like wacky medical condition that make me feel like this isn't necessarily going in.
It also does somewhat underplay your interest as a friend to do it in the hour that you have your recording. Michael, there's a
No, that's the thing, because you know this as well as I do, that I don't see the two of you outside of when the mics are on, really. I can't think of the last time I saw you socially, Tom, and Ben, we only see each other for Dragon Friends and this, really.
I mean, I see Hum more socially than you.
Yeah, and actually, speaking of Hum, Tom, I don't know if you want to talk about your symptoms at all, but on the topic of coronavirus,
sure.
Listener Josh has sent in a screenshot from the Spotify music app where he listens to our podcast, Free to a Good Home, available on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And because Hum's been on the podcast a couple of times and because she has been repeating her mantra, quote, I'm built different, unquote, on account of her not getting the novel coronavirus, despite kissing someone on the mouth who had it. I think she's got headphones on. Anyway, Spotify has now put COVID-19 warnings on our podcast.
What?
Like COVID misinformation warnings on the episodes that Hum is on.
Wow.
Because, Hum has just texted me and she says, hang on. Hum has just texted me and she says, what? Oh, doesn't matter. All right.
That is incredible. This is Hum is our Joe Rogan.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think at this rate, I think we could get a deal. You know what I mean? We get a million-dollar deal with old Spotify.
Because I was going to say that could kick us off, but you're right. It could go one of two ways. now, Thomas, not for the sake of content, but because you're a dear friend of mine. How's having COVID? First of all, how did you realize you had COVID?
And if you could add any sound effects on the way there, that would be wonderful.
Oh yeah, man. If you could add any sound effects and also just keep things again, this is just for me, but keep things relatable.
Keep things light.
Keep things relatable to the 25 to 40 demographic.
Do you think
it relates
to any kind of Billie Eilish song that's out there right now?
Yeah.
Tom, tell us about your wacky medical condition.
And also, Tom, if any of this could have been helped by a koala mattress, it would not hurt to just mention that.
you know what? When you have COVID, you spend substantially more than one third of your life asleep.
Because you're down in Melbourne doing a show.
I'm down in Melbourne doing a show. Doing jam. Well, I was. And so now I've got a week off of doing a show and I am going so mad after having like a month of sustained activity.
Well, because it also must be not only do you have that cutoff, as you say, of activity and adrenaline and stuff, but not to put too fine a point in that, Tom Walker, but you must be just fucking hemorrhaging money right now.
Okay. Oh, so your wacky medical condition isn't content, but Tom's bank account is content. Great.
This is
interesting. I guess there are rules.
Yeah, listen, it's not, I wouldn't say it's catastrophic, but I don't know why I wouldn't say that. I'm just, I'm keeping it light. I'm keeping it breezy. No,
you're having what
fine.
They call, you know what you're doing? At Moses's preschool, they have red thoughts and green thoughts, and you're having a green thought about it. You know what I mean?
I don't know the difference. It would be great, Ben, if you could use this podcast to teach me the emotional knowledge that your preschool is teaching your child, because I think maybe some of us here didn't get that education. Uh-huh. Maybe.
Well, a red thought is, oh man, I was doing my show and it's going great and now I'm bloody stuck in this room and I'm hemorrhaging money in my life so far.
I'm stuck on a Zoom call with two people who fucking hate me or whatever.
A green thought, Tom, would be, well, my show is going really well and I'm going to get to do it again soon and maybe this is a nice opportunity for me to take a break.
Yeah, in many ways.
So it's like optimism, pessimism situation.
Sort of, yeah.
I think I'm kind of having a green thought. I think in many ways what I'm doing is being 32 and putting on a brave face on my friend's podcast when
if you
asked
wanna
a,
cry, Tom.
When asked
if you
a question.
Cry, that's fine.
You wanna- so tell me, Tom.
No, I'm fine, man. It doesn't fucking matter.
You're at a point now where you're obviously you've got quite a following. You're very popular. You've won awards and stuff. You could probably put on extra shows when you're out of isolation, right?
I'm gonna put on an extra show on the Saturday, I think. So I'm gonna have two shows on Saturday, show on Sunday.
You can tell us those details, and then people can go see them.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? To answer your question, Ben, the first time I knew something was wrong,
Tom, I was setting up to plug your fucking shows.
Oh, who cares? You don't get the amount of despondency I have over this shit. I don't care if I live or die. My symptoms aren't bad, but my week has been ruinous.
Tell me.
Tell us about your COVID.
I remember you brought down some some remote control cars for this kind of for this potential eventuality.
I brought down single little Suzuki Jimny
has the joy of that even turned to dust?
No, the obstacle course of the Jimny is still very good. Hello, Mo. I have a toy. You like this?
Sorry, there's Mo just in the background. Do we have two Mo moments back to back?
Can we remove the boy?
People liked the Mo moment last week.
Okay,
Mo. We can ask Mo a question.
Hey Mo.
Here we go. Now Moses. Okay.
Hello, Moses. Hello, Mo.
Hello, Mo. Can you say hello?
Hello.
Okay. Now, do you have a question, guys?
Yes. Mo, I've got a question for you. At preschool, what is your favorite activity?
Doing the parachutizing.
Doing the parachute.
Wow. Ooh, parachute's pretty fun. Thank you, Mo.
Hey, Tom there has to stay inside because he has COVID, like when you had COVID. And he's a bit sad about that. Can you give him some advice on what to do when he's inside?
That one?
Yeah, this one here.
Hello.
One.
Hello. He called.
Yeah, he could.
What did I do when I have COVID?
What did you do? You just stayed inside, so maybe he should do that?
Maybe you should just stay inside.
Okay, that's terrific advice. Moses, say goodbye to Michael and Tom.
Bye, Mo.
Bye, Mo. Well, get ready to do my one-man fucking parachute. Thanks a lot, kid. Hit the bricks. No, that's awesome.
What have you been doing to stay sane while you've been in isolation? Because Melbourne Comedy Festival is obviously a time when all the comedians in Australia are in one place and everyone's having fun.
Yeah.
But this year, what that also means is that everyone hanging out, basically everyone's getting COVID as well.
Yeah, and the worst part of that is I wasn't hanging out. I was like, so here was my setup, dude. It was so, so Spartan and joyless. I had a rented bicycle and I would bike into my show and I'd do my show and then I'd bike out again. And it was a 50-minute bike ride either way. I was not socializing. I hadn't seen anyone.
50-minute bike ride.
50 minutes.
So you weren't catching public transport. You were staying away from everything.
Exactly.
So how do you think you got it?
I have no idea. I have no close contacts. I'm left with like either just at the show or like I did like two lineup gigs, but I don't think the dates line up with that. I found out that I had COVID because I took a RAT test because I couldn't finish a barn me and I was like, something's wrong. that is not the Tom Walker I know.
I mean, a barn, that's a RAT test in itself, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
When I was in Melbourne recently for the Comedy Festival, just for a little time, I did a lineup show and I was so paranoid about COVID that I got it was in the hi-fi, or they call Max Watts downstairs on Swanson Street.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go backstage because I'm like, all these filthy comedians have the disease or whatnot. So I was across the road on the benches at Town Hall and got the MC, Tim Hewitt, former guest on the show, to text me when he was going to bring me on. And then I walked into to the show. So he like texted, I got a text from him. He was like, hey, mate, doing my closing now, come on. And so then I walked in from outside.
What? He texted you from stage.
They put him on first.
I think he must have pre-written the text and maybe just had it in his pocket and sent it like in The Departed.
Again, this is what happens when not enough people tell you no. This is what happens when enough people go, Hing, you're being a freak about this. Stop it.
Well, anyway, crushed and then left. And then left.
That's the dream,
through
dude.
The audience again. Wearing a mask the whole
walking
time.
Walking out through the audience like the Sandman in old school ECW, just a wrestler making the audience part through you.
Do you know, I'm really careful about wishing COVID on people.
You really enunciate when you do it? That's awesome.
I'm really careful. I think there's two people in the world that I've wished COVID on.
Uh-huh.
One of them was Clive Palmer and he got it. And my other one is now Michael Hing. I hope you get COVID. I hope you get a real, not deadly, let's be very clear, not deadly.
Oh my God.
all right. Well, let's get into. Oh, does anyone have anything to report? Otherwise, we'll get into classified, shall we?
Just to put the listener at ease. My symptoms are super. My symptoms are incredibly mild, and I'm feeling fine. And also, some shows are cancelled, but I knew it was a risk coming down. It's a fucking COVID hotspot. Right.
But there will be opportunities for people to see you in Melbourne still, and then you're doing other comedy festivals as well.
Brisbane and Sydney.
When are you out of ISO?
I'm out of ISO. So I'm out on Saturday. So Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to have shows the last 2 days of the festival.
Beautiful. And we are doing our Freedom Good Home Melbourne edition on
the 24th of April. Yeah.
And it's sold out. So The only reason I mention that is because if you do have tickets, but for some reason you can't go, maybe my wishing COVID on Hing ricocheted off him and hit you, in which case I'm very sorry. But pop, go to our Discord or go to our Facebook group and
We'll sort it out. Yeah.
We'll sort it out because there are people who want to come but can't. And also we talked a big game, Michael Hing. We talked a big game that we had brand new merch.
Yes, we did.
And it looks like that merch may be stuck in Singapore.
so we
may have just spent several thousand dollars on some stickers, some stubby holders and some tote bags.
And then not have a way to sell them. Look, it's not. Yeah, look, well, maybe we'll take a list of people and then we'll mail it to you or something. I don't know. We'll work it out. Yes,
it's about time that we lost money on merch because I feel like any money we made on those bottles is ill-gotten. So this just is the universe sort of correcting itself.
Yes. Now, all right, let's get to the classifieds. This one was hang on, let me open it up. Sorry. This one was sent in by Erica. Thank you, Erica. And it's entitled Guy Gamers Wanted. Guy Gamers Wanted. This is from Greenville, and I think Carolina somewhere in America.
Do they make those?
It sounds beautiful.
It's off Craigslist. Yeah, Greenville. And the image you can see is just a guy, like a streamer type person facing away from camera in a gaming chair with a light up keyboard playing some sort of video game.
That's a stock image, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Let's face
they're
it.
They're not looking for this specific gamer guy.
No, I don't think so. Okay. But this is the text. Let's face it. Gamer guys get a bad rep. We're not all trolls. A lot of us are straight up studs.
Oh.
I've been playing and coaching people in online games. And I've been making good money doing so. Talking to a lot of people, I've realized there's a market for that. And even had a lot of people suggesting that gamer girls have it easier by showing a little skin. So I started to flip the script and give the public what they've been missing with the male sex appeal. Now I want to squat up with other gamer guys that want in to subcontract out some work. Are you a dude at least 18 years old, have skills in at least one online game, in reasonably good shape, and comfortable being shirtless on webcam? Do you want to make some cash doing? Do you want to make some cash for doing so while setting your own schedule? Pay by the hour gaming are set by you. Depending on what you're willing to do, your skills will all go directly to you depending on the games you play and such. There is no cost to you at all. We will work with any console/PC. However, you will need a good internet connection. Feel free to shoot me a message. We can discuss more. Now, Tom, you're obviously the most successful streamer in Australia. You're a titan of the industry.
I'm the only one left.
You're pretty cut too.
Yeah, and you go to the gym. You're a workout boy.
You've got a nice bod.
I wasn't going to ask if Tom wanted to do this, but I was going to ask: is this a thing on Twitch? Are there sort of shirtless male streamers in the way there are like sexy lady streamers?
I think there are. I don't think they're. I don't know if this will make sense. I think that the appeal of the how am I going to phrase this the. There are definitely female streamers who are streaming for the male gaze. And I think that the male streamers who are like, you know, sexy and ripped and stuff are also streaming for the male gaze. Like it's not, they're not doing so in like a sexually explicit or like, you know, kind of alluring or in any way sensual manner.
Not even like, they're not it's even just doing it like queerly. They're doing it like.
They're just guys with big arms who are then like playing video games in a very unappealing way. Like it's like if. You know when you find out that the guy that girls want to have sex with is some kind of waifly pillow-lipped little freak called Timothée Delamay, whatever? Like, his name sounds like a French, like, person sighing. Instead of, like, a guy who looks like he's been running through walls all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unlike the Juggernaut, for example.
Exactly, the Juggernaut himself.
Oh, yeah. Professor X's brother, the Juggernaut?
Yeah. Man, I would have thought that women would have loved to have slept with Professor X's brother, the Juggernaut.
Yes.
But, I mean, that's just how weird the world is now.
I'm probably misremembering this, but I'm pretty sure Professor X, you know how he can read everyone's brain and whatever?
Yeah.
And he's in control of everything. I think, did he give a, he gave like a ruby or some shit to the Juggernaut and the Juggernaut put in his helmet, and that's why he can't read the Juggernaut spray.
Yeah, the Juggernaut's helmet is to stop, and same with Magneto.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
He really, Juggernaut fine, but he really missed a trick giving that to Magneto.
Tom, you're an only child. Ben, you've got a brother. I've got a brother as well. Yeah. I can only imagine the things I would make my brother do if I could read his mind and control his, you know what I mean? Like in terms of childhood pranks and whatnot.
You would never have given that up for sure.
It's good parenting that the Xavier family gave them the ruby or whatever, however that got done.
Yeah, that's just like basic. I know neither of you guys have kids, but that's like basic kids.
Is it?
If one of the children has telepathic ability, then yeah, you get the ruby.
Give the ruby to the other kid, otherwise havoc.
You go to Baby Bjorn or you can get them at Kmart now, but they break after like a year. And you get the ruby and you put it in any kind of headgear. It doesn't matter. They say it needs to be a helmet, and a lot of like the traditional blogs and stuff are all about, oh, you got to have the helmet. It's got to be there are people who have these like fucking insufferable like wooden helmets from like Scandinavian countries.
Well, I was going to say in Scandinavia, actually, when you have a baby, they send you that package, and in the package, they just give you one of the rubies.
Yeah.
You
know, and it's a newborn. And it's really wasteful because very few children actually will develop the telepathic ability, but that's the Scandinavians for you, man. That's the fucking Scandies.
Tom, feels like you're not getting in on the riff. What's going on?
It's better to have that redundancy ruby than it is to not have it, you know? And also that means that you have a ruby available to trade for gems should a witch steal the baby in her crow-footed house.
Well, exactly. I mean, that is a huge problem that we don't have here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What if my baby becomes a side quest in The Witcher 3?
And it's really funny because you see like political parties adopting it because it's popular there, being like, oh, well, you know, we in the Greens will protect your baby from Baba Yaga. And it's like, that's you're just importing that. That's not even an issue that we, Baba Yaga is not an issue.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, famously, conservatives love to import culture wars from overseas. Greens love to import Wiccan wars from overseas.
Absolutely. And it's embarrassing, man.
Yeah, they're always going on about cryptids.
It's like, and you know what? Technically, they're not wrong. It's like, yeah, I guess we will not have a Baba Yaga problem here, but that's because there's not a Baba Yaga problem here anyway, you know? It's like Lisa Simpson's fucking Tiger Rock.
It's the Tiger Rock all over again. Now, have we got everything we can off out of that premise, I think? Probably. I think we've done every angle.
Have we wrung that chamois dry?
It's really funny that the Juggernaut has siblings and is a guy.
Isn't that funny?
It's really funny that he like runs through a wall. He's like he's an unstoppable force, but then also throughout all of it, he's like, oh, it's Xavier's birthday is coming up.
Oh man, I forgot my brother's birthday.
Oh my god, do I still get him something if I'm evil and he's good?
Or was it like most stuff in Marvel? Was it did Stan Lee or whoever the X-Men person was come up with like, I know, wall break guy, and then like
I call him Mr. House.
And then he takes like a long lunch, and then like some poor fucking person 20 years later has to come up. Oh, it's like, oh, it's actually... Oh,
it's Xavier's brother. Yeah, Xavier's,
is that what happened? Or was it like, well, we want to create as a brother for Dr. Xavier. What is the opposite of being able to read minds?
I imagine it's so literal that it was probably deliberate. But I'm sure... If any podcast is going to have the kind of freak listeners who will know the answer to that, it'll be this, and they will be happy to email us at Tom Walker is good on Twitter, on Instagram. Feel free to send your comic book corrections, your Marvel Cinematic / X-Men Cinematic Universe corrections to then that again at Tom Walker is good.
And if you could, make them real angry.
Yeah.
And also tag people that you think Tom respects.
Okay, all right, we don't need to do that. Can I tell you just quickly on the topic of Instagram and Twitter, I got one Instagram comment on my post just saying I had COVID and shows were unfortunately canceled for a week. One guy posted on it saying, oh, thanks a lot. I was genuinely excited for once. Why can't you just stop licking toilet seats and get out there and let me see a funny man?
And he was mad at you.
He was really mad at me. And then I checked and he didn't follow me. So I don't know if he unfollowed me as a result of me getting COVID. Like it was the final straw that I'd selfishly.
He's like, you think somebody's built different?
It was Hum. It was one of Hum's many troll accounts. Tom, would you ever, obviously you make a living streaming and stuff. Would you ever think about, because obviously you do months where you do themed months. There was the one where you went to heaven and hell.
Yeah.
There was the one where you dress as Marge Simpson. Would you ever think about doing a sexy shirtless stream month where people can pay you to drive a truck and take your shirt off and awooga, they can awooga those pecs.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, if they pay 1,000 bits or whatever, they get to a wooger a peck.
Yeah, if I, how's that sound? For $20 Australian, you can come to my house and fuck me.
It will be on stream, and yes, I will be wearing the wig.
Until whatever happens. Hey, you call the shots, big spender.
There's still people in the chat being like, left and right. You guys are going at it.
Lol, Tom's so stupid. Look at him. He doesn't even know it's in. Still talking shit on me.
Fucking Tom.
So here's something that leapt out at me about this particular thing, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It says like...
Sorry, just people screenshotting my face and be like, you look weird.
Are you getting railed on this bed?
Getting fucked in the ass. You look so stupid right now.
Doesn't even realize.
I'm in two minds about this nihilist Tom.
It comes and goes, you know?
It's funny. It reminds me of that great tweet about Donald Trump, which is like, it's indisputable that what's happening here is bad for the country, but you can't deny it's tremendous content.
Did you have one you wanted to go? Otherwise, I'll go to Tom.
I just want to raise something about this because I think it might be something troubling.
Mm-hmm.
The thing
was, that's a COVID cuff.
Sorry.
I don't have the copy in front of me, but I believe there was like you earn as much as you want. Depending on your own hours.
Yes.
Depending on what you want to do.
Yeah, right? That was one line. It was pay. Yes. Pay for the per hour gaming. Pay for the per hour gaming is set by you, depending on what you're willing to do, your skills.
Yeah. See, that's what you're willing to do makes me think that there's something going on here, because like they've been up front where they're like, guys, it's just be shirtless. And then they're like, also, if you want more money.
Yeah. Okay. And here's the thing on Twitch, though, that there are rules about how erotic you can be, right?
Yeah,
like if Tom was to do his famed fuck stream on you know where you pay 20 bits and then you get to go to Tom's
$20 American cents.
Yeah, that's a quarter.
You gotta start somewhere, mate.
It does add up.
And you get to go and rail Tom on his bed while he makes a funny face or whatever. I think Twitch would actually shut that down pretty quickly, not just because of the grotesque nature of this situation, but also because it's
how
explicit.
How quickly?
Yeah, Tom, if you were just having full on sex on Twitch, how quickly would Jeff Bezos come and shut you down?
I reckon I'd have an hour where people would be like, I guess it's a bit. I reckon also I'm kind of in my current state. I'm unnatural looking enough that I could buy a little bit of time being like, oh yeah, it's an Unreal Engine 5 demo or something. Like it's, this is like a pre-rendered cutscene.
We're playing one of those horror Polar Express style Uncanny Valley video games.
No, you don't understand. This is a horror game. This is footage of a horror game.
It is kind of like, and I know that people like, whatever. Yeah. I know that this is a point that a lot of people make. But it is weird that there is no video game so graphic that you can't play it on Twitch, and yet you couldn't broadcast footage of people making love.
Well, now there
sweet
is
love. making sweet natural love.
There is for 20 bits.
There is a list of
20 for 20 US cents.
There is a list of banned games on Twitch, and I know that because I wanted to stream BMX XXX, which is the pornography the pornography infused BMX game that Matt Hoffman was involved with, and then took his name off when he realized that you unlocked videos of strippers for completing levels.
Oh, I see.
Didn't GTA have a function like that at some point?
No, GTA has a strip bar that you can go to. And I think Ricky Gervais is doing stand-up comedy in the strip bar or something.
In GTA 4, he does comedy at the comedy club. He's never around a titty.
You did an entire stream off there where you raised an insane amount of money for charity.
Yeah, that was fun. I tried to do a Gervais % speed run by getting to Ricky Gervais in GTA 4 as fast as possible. which you do by just sprinting to Nico's apartment, the first apartment you get in the game, and then running to the TV and turning it on. But crucially, right by the TV, there's a mug, and to the same button to turn the TV on can also press pick up the mug. It's costing you valuable seconds.
Tom, do you have one you'd like to share with us, please?
I do, Michael. Thank you for asking. This one, I don't know who it comes to us from, but it was
sent in by Squids.
Ah, Squids. Thank you, Squids. This is a classified for the New South Wales, Australia region, and it is from FetLife. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is posted by user 6662666. Okay. All right. Free lady fingers bananas. So, I grow ladies' fingers bananas.
Sorry, can you tell me what Svetlife is?
It's not Svetlife, it's Fetlife. So Svetlife would be some sort of, I guess, Swedish Scandinavian lifestyle blog. This is Fetlife, F-E-T.
And Svetlife covers things like best fjords, good saunas, best ways to escape the clutches of Baba Yaga.
Yes. Of course.
By the way, before anyone
has to be wriggling with a bullet.
No, guys, I know that Baba Yaga isn't really a Scandinavian thing. It's like an Eastern European thing. Don't you fucking send me a fucking thing.
Remember all your corrections at Tom Walker is good on all social medias. Now, FetLife, different to Svetlife. FetLife is a social networking website for kink and BDSM and fetishism stuff. So it's the Craigslist. What Craigslist was a couple of years ago, kind of thing. It's all horny. This is all horny stuff.
Okay.
But this is a person who it looks like.
So is this like maybe a horny tangent of Craigslist that's split off, a faction?
Yeah, I think it's probably about 15 years old now or something. It's been around for a while. It's basically whatever. It's kind of the thing is whatever you kink, we'll sort you out, kind of thing. Okay. You know. But it looks like from what Tom just read that this is a person who's not looking for sex stuff and is just literally trying to sell or give away bananas.
Okay, let me hear this.
Yeah.
Now that I understand.
So, I grow lady fingers bananas. And sometimes I have some or too many that I need to get rid of or throw them in the bin. They can be, all caps, green to yellow with marks. They are not sprayed with chemicals. Bananas can be from about 10 of to a whole bunch. All depends what I have. People who love them tell me they are sweet. They are not perfect. Some can be hard, is why people cook them. Lots of people don't know fruit ripens. If you don't know about homegrown bananas, I give you a few to try. Then they're no waste. If you don't like them, more for someone else, lol. If you looking for perfect bananas, go buy them. If you live near me. We can meet at a shopping center of my choice that's close to me. Not looking for time wasters or those who have been nasty to me.
So
if
imagine
you have been cruel to me, do not expect bananas.
So imagine a person reading this, they've got their full leather, you know, suit on, they've got their gimp mask, they've got a range of butt plugs and dildos and whatnot.
Yep.
And they're just sort of ready to really, really go hammer and tong with another FetLife aficionado. Uh-huh. And instead they're just reading someone who's genuinely trying to give away free ladyfinger bananas on FetLife. Oh.
Now, we've got a lot to unpack here, but first we're just going to take a quick ad break and then we'll be back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right.
Just remember, join the military or whatever we told you to do.
Hey, dulce et decorum est. Now, this banana fella.
No. Hey, but wouldn't it be nuts if you did, though?
Yeah, we actually get a bonus.
Like, wouldn't it be, if you do join the military, do make sure that you
use the promo code
not filled with cum, because they do track that, and it does mean that we get more of those military dollars.
Do you think you would get an extra bonus if they later died in action? And if
Tom, you made it dark. You made it dark, Tom.
What the fuck?
No, they don't. The longer, because then they have to replace them. The longer your podcast goon survives, the more military tote bags we get. Look, after you have one ADF tote bag, they just become a nuisance, and you have to give them away. Mm. Speaking of giving things away,
yes,
I didn't realize this was from our own home state of New South Wales.
From New South Wales, a person in New South Wales trying to give away lady finger bananas on FetLife. FetLife. This is like, we often see this on Craigslist where people will post sexy ads in the wrong section. They'll be like, I'm trying to sell a fridge. I'm trying to sell a couch. And then someone will be like, I want to suck your dick. And you're like, hang on, put this in the, this
is the opposite of that.
Whereas this is like, people are like, hey, you know, I want to get pegged, or like, you know, I've got a thing for feet, or I want someone to squish bugs. And then someone's like, I'm trying to give away bananas.
Which is weird though, because like, it is weird that this actually exists to me, because Craigslist is already so like,
yeah, but Craigslist, they delete so much stuff there now.
Do they?
Yeah, the well is dry at Craigslist. Whereas FetLife, you know, if you got a kink, they'll sort you out.
Okay. Now, is there any way of reading this copy? Is there any way of reading this copy where he is actually following the brief?
Well, okay, let's try it. Let's pretend. I guess because the obvious one is the bananas are dicks. Okay. I imagine. Free lady finger dicks. So I grow dicks, and sometimes I have some or just too many that I need to get rid of some dicks. They can be green to yellow with marks. No, it does feel like it's just bananas. It's literally bananas.
I don't think this is a code. This is...
Because also, like, surely if there's one place on the internet where you don't need to be coy, it's this pigsty.
It's
you
know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
I think this man seems confused about a couple of things. Or woman. Women can do this just as well. The concept of commerce seems to like, you know, sometimes we read things from people who are like selling things, and it's like, this isn't only the first, not only the first time you've sold something, but this is the first time you've engaged in any kind of exchange.
Yes.
Would you? Obviously, Tom, when you eat bananas, do you?
Yes.
And you probably eat bananas every now and again.
I don't really like bananas, but my son loves bananas.
Where do you purchase your bananas from?
I usually go to a sex shop.
That's what I mean. Like, obviously, you usually go to a fruit shop or a Woolworths or a Coles or whatnot.
Ben's taking the condom off the banana and thinking that's the peel, and then just biting into it.
You're buying food from.
Let me tell you, Michael. Yeah. I'll go to an IGA up the road from me.
Sure. I know that IGA.
Yeah, I'll go to a... it burnt down recently.
What?
Yeah, it burnt down recently, man.
Damn.
And you were nowhere to be seen. The person who said that they loved this IGA and they knew it so well, in its time of need, where were you, Michael?
Well, I didn't burn.
Are you going to tell me you were carrying this IGA when there was one set of footprints? Because that's bullshit.
I didn't burn down the IGA, if that's what you're asking, Ben.
No, I hadn't even thought of that, but now that you've sort of...
Ben, you regularly have to buy bananas for your boy because he loves them so much.
Yeah.
Tom, you probably eat bananas on the rare occasion that you eat food, solid food. I imagine you're mostly living off nutritional cubes and gamer fuel.
No, is that just you? Aren't you describing yourself, Michael?
I'm projecting. Now, would you feel safe feeding your boy a banana that you got off the FetLife fetish website? I can't imagine you would. You know, Tom, same question, but replace your boy with you.
Tom, just so you know, you're childless and things aren't working out. I would say the deal breaker for me, and it's a pretty easy deal breaker here. If I turn up to get these free bananas from this wonderful FetLife person, and here's the key. If they're still in the peel, the game is afoot. If I turn up to find the bananas and they are out of
bananas.
The peel, and he's just like, yeah, they came like that. That would be the red flag for me.
Yeah, no, nude bananas. No one's eating those.
No.
Ben, would you feel safe eating bananas you bought off FetLife?
Would I feel safe by, I mean,
no chemical sprays on them. No, they're basically organic, I think.
Look, I think this is just a confused man, but like, and he's offering free bananas, but yeah, given where it is from, I can't help but feel this is being somebody's bottom. Oh. And that's really unfair. It's really unfair because there's nothing, as we say, as we can all agree in the copy that suggests that these bananas have been in somebody's bottom. It's like, maybe that makes me a prude. You know what I mean? If I'll say, if there was a fruit stand next to a sex shop, I think I might have the same instinct there. And if that's there was bad.
If you went to Joe's fruit stand and next door was Joe's sex shop,
yeah, or do
you
mean
or do you mean it's got to be a separate sex shop, a separate company?
No, if it
company.
Was the same guy and it was Joe was like, saw me milling out the front of the fruit stand waiting to be served, and he was like, just 1 second, and ran out of the sex shop, and that's not fair on Joe at all, but it's my mind's going that these bananas have been in somebody's bottom. Probably not Joe's. Do you know what I mean?
He's got two businesses to run. He doesn't have time to put bananas in his bottoms.
He's running at least two businesses. We used to talk about this thing on The Checkout, which was a television show I was on some time ago, Michael and Tom.
Oh.
Called the Halo Effect.
Sorry, this is Ben's Whose Line Is It Anyway, Tom?
without even the prestige of Rhys Darby.
Yeah, exactly.
There wasn't any.
we used to talk a lot about this thing called the Halo Effect, where like just conferring one thing on a product makes you think that like it's got a lot of other benefits. So like if I say something's low in fat, your brain is already kind of going, oh, I guess it's probably healthy, even if there's like lots of other stuff in it that's really bad.
It could
bad
be low in fat
you.
But high in sugar, but your brain is like low fat.
Yeah, it could be a salt bonanza or whatever. I feel
high
like
in
this
poison.
Is kind of the dildo effect. Of like, you know what I mean? Like if a product is in that kind
and
of marketplace.
Are you okay? Your brain, it feels like your brain is really spinning some wheels today.
It's got so much.
What's going on, Michael? I have a prickly skin condition. Which,
yeah, he's got a wacky medical condition is
which,
what he's got.
Which you mentioned at the top. Causing me great
I'm
discomfort.
Sick with clown disease. I've got goofy-itis, Michael. That's what he wanted out of you at the top of the show.
All right, well,
guys,
we've got to wrap this up because you've got to go to a meeting, Ben.
I've got to get to a meeting. It's not that this hasn't been an absolute delight, but I do have to get to a meeting.
I would like to take this opportunity before you go to apologise to you both for making fun of your wacky medical conditions. Tom, you with the novel coronavirus. Ben, you with wacky skin clownitis. I'm sorry.
Such a psycho.
I'm sorry to both of you. Why am I saying? I'm apologizing. I'm apologizing, Tom.
Well, until next time. And Michael, your apology is accepted.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
I mean? Like in this world, like sometimes it's hard to know what's content and what's not content.
Yeah, but I want you to know that if I get COVID now, I'll be coming for you, Ben, because you haven't had it yet either. I will find a way to cough into a jar and send it to you, and I'll label it farts so you'll try and smell it or something. I don't know. There'll be something. Ben.
Well, I just want to say that I did say something when things got a little bit heated before that I wished COVID upon you, and I want to really emphasize that I wished it not to kill him.
Okay.
But I
play this at my funeral. If I die, my funeral should be everyone walks in, silence, no priest, nothing, right? And then just play the clip where Ben wishes COVID on me. Cut out the bit where he says he doesn't want me to die.
Well, I don't even
think it's legally binding. And then, Tom, if you like, you can do a dance.
Hey,
I know you like to be involved.
Right. Cool dance. Yay.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Wow. Hey, go see Tom Walker's show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival when he comes out of isolation.
Oh, no music on the dance.
Just doing the running man.
The wet patter of feet on feet on floor.
Why are you in bare feet?
Well, I want to feel it.
Go see Tom Walker's show. If you can't come to our show but have tickets, hit us up on the Discord. And Tom, you're doing Brisbane and Melbourne. Are you doing Perth? Brisbane, Sydney, are you doing Perth as well?
No, Perth and Sydney not announced yet, but soon. And you know what? I've had a taste of COVID and I'm so addicted to it that I'm planning to do a run of shows in the UK. So
the old,
keep posted on that, UK listeners.
Yep. Disease Island. All right. Yeah, well, we don't have any listeners. We only have listeners in Scotland and Ireland because people in England are not allowed to listen to this show.
Okay, well, Scotland's great. I'll see you in Edinburgh.
Ben, anything to plug?
If you can't make it and you have tickets to our Freddy Wood at Home show, you try find someone who can. And if you're in Singapore and come across thousands of dollars worth of Freddy Wood at Home merch, do let us know.
All right, see you next week.
Bye. Bye. If you like pina colada.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.